Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. I'd like to welcome in our guest today. Please welcome Pam and Rich Lewis. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
All right. Now, Rich, you are a U.S. Army veteran. Thank you for your service. What did you do in the Army?
So did a couple of main things in the Army. I spent 22 years. In the first part, I was a chemical defense officer, so I helped people know how to work in a chemical environment. And then the last 10 years of my career, I was an Army space operations officer, so I did a lot of satellite work and that sort of thing for the Army.
Well, terrific. Thank you. And you and Pam recently got married. Is that correct?
We did.
We did, and now this is a room full of Lewises.
I know. We got three Lewises on the microphone. And as I jokingly said before we started recording this, that if we go back far enough, we may find something in our family tree that we can all identify with.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, tell us, you are both licensed healthcare insurance brokers, and you're the owners of Medicare Mentors, LLC. What does that mean when I say that you're... What you do? What does that mean?
So Medicare Mentors, what we are is a team. Actually, you know, the first time we were on this podcast, it was just Pam and I. And now we've grown to a fantastic team of a mix of veterans and non-veterans who are all insurance brokers. And what we try to do is help people navigate through this maze that we call Medicare. And it's very confusing for everyone. It's especially confusing for the veteran population because they have a lot of other options and things that work with Medicare, like VA healthcare. So as Medicare Mentors, we try to enter in, understand who we're working with, understand what their needs and wants are, and help them match up to options that would benefit them the most.
Let's talk about, you know, the different needs and how all those programs, TRICARE and Medicare, how they all interact and what people need to know.
Okay. Well, so I've worked in the Medicare field since 2008, and I can't think of a better opportunity to really connect with people and become that resource for them. So when it comes to TRICARE and VA and CHAMP VA and how it works or doesn't work with Medicare, those are all very individual things. There isn't a black or white. Mm-hmm. So us sitting down and figuring out what a given year looks like. Here in El Paso County, there are tremendous resources, especially for the veteran community, but really for anyone on Medicare to figure out how to maximize that opportunity. So,
yeah.
So that's what we like to do.
And, you know, it's a little strange to talk about Medicare right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're at the end of December. Everybody looks at the annual election period from October 15th to December 7th. That's when you talk about Medicare. But in the veteran community, if you have VA healthcare or you have TRICARE for mm-hmm. life, you have what is called a special enrollment period. So mm-hmm. so that our veterans here in this community have some special options that the rest of the Medicare eligible community doesn't have. I got introduced to the Medicare business actually through my dad, going to the hospital with him and realizing how confusing and how confused he was mm-hmm. in the options. And he ended up spending a lot of money on something that he didn't need just because he wasn't sure what he needed and what would work best for him. I found out that the veteran community is desperately underserved as far mm-hmm. as having people who understand not just the theory of TRICARE and VA healthcare, but really live it. And so I just felt like this was another opportunity to enter in and provide a service to the veteran community. And that's what we do is try to serve that veteran community as best as we can.
Right.
So let's take somebody retired for just a moment. That means they have TRICARE. They turn 65. Right. They get Medicare. So they've got two insurances that they're basically working with if they have a medical condition.
Correct. Yeah. And that's a big change. So, you know, I was born at the Air Force Academy. So I've been in the military health system from the day that I was born.
Literally.
Yeah. So, and a lot of our veterans are in that same boat where they've been in the military treatment facility system ever since they joined the military. And now when you turn 65, all of a sudden you're told, hey, wait a second, the military is no longer your first payer. Now this thing called Medicare is going to be the first payer. So when you turn 65, Medicare pays your doctors and your facilities first, and then TRICARE steps in, picks up whatever Medicare doesn't cover. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, all of your out-of-pocket costs for your health care, for your medical side, all covered. TRICARE remains as your prescription drug benefit, so they continue to cover you for all of your prescriptions. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful combination. The neat thing is that when you enter into that area, because, you know, Medicare has decided to contract out or contract with private health insurance companies, mm-hmm. it also opens up options for our TRICARE for Life beneficiaries and our VA healthcare beneficiaries to have special options that the private insurance companies have developed to benefit our veterans. So it's a really neat mix and opportunity, but it's confusing. Mm-hmm. And in that confusion, mm-hmm. what we see is a lot of people just freeze because they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that's why we have started to do seminars at Mount Carmel to educate people as they go through that transition of being 64 to that magic number of 65. And what their options are, how that works, how do they apply for Medicare Part B. We take them through, you know, step by step, and we walk through them with them on that. So we do these seminars on the second Wednesday of every month at Mount Carmel from 2 to 3. It's open to all TRICARE for Life and VA healthcare beneficiaries who are wondering about what happens when they turn 65 and start receiving Medicare.
And anybody else who's turning 65, it's a good opportunity to see Mount Carmel and what they do for the community. El Paso County is really fortunate to have a nonprofit like Mount Carmel and all the things that they do.
And I understand, I've been told this, but let me ask you, because you're the experts on this. When you turn 65, there are certain things you need to do as far as let Medicare know, even if you're going to continue to work and you do. You have a private insurance, you get TRICARE, you still have to do certain things, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, for the active duty or the retired military, they actually will receive a letter in the mail saying, hey, congratulations, you're getting ready to turn 65. You need to make sure you apply for Medicare Part B. So if you're already receiving Social Security benefits before you turn 65, you are automatically enrolled into Medicare Part B. But a lot of us delay receiving our Medicare or our Social Security benefits until we're 67 or beyond.
Right.
So for that population, they actually have to apply for their Medicare Part B. And we help them with that. So it's a simple process online. It's simple for us because we do it all the time. But if you're doing it for the first time, it can be discovery learning. So we try and help them with that process. So we really want to be that resource for the whole community, but especially our veteran population, to walk them through that transition into Medicare and understanding and getting the most bang for their buck when they make that transition.
And you don't want to wait up to the last day before you turn 65. You want to start thinking about this ahead of time, I'm sure.
Right, right. It's always good to pre-plan just so you can see that picture of what it's going to look like. I think that makes the path a lot easier for all of us.
Yeah. And Medicare allows you to do that 3 months prior to the day or the month that you turn 65. So you can start doing that that 3 month before. So it works really well.
Now, I understand there's some exciting new benefits coming up next year.
There are. Would you like to talk about those, Pam?
Well, there's some new things coming. And again, this depends on the person, so everybody's situation is different. But the companies out there are offering fitness benefits, dental benefits, transportation benefits, even Part B reduction benefits, which I haven't seen before in Southern Colorado. So it really is adding extra things without costing you anything extra. It's that whole too good to be true kind of thing. But right. But we love to sit down and show people how that works. And coming to one of the community meetings is a perfect way to do that.
Well, yeah, I heard you mention what Part B. What is Part B for those folks who don't know?
Great question. So it can be alphabet soup. And, right. and that's what we talk about. So Medicare Part A is your hospital care. Okay. So, and that typically has no premium associated with it because if you've worked 10 years and paid into Social Security then or Medicare, then
you're covered.
And that's a great point because people, just because there's no premium, you really have paid into that all of your working life. So you've paid for that benefit, yeah. even though there's not an extra premium.
Right. And then Part B is basically everything other than inpatient hospital care. So it's your doctor's visits, your outpatient care. So that's Part B. And Part B is the one that has the premium. So okay. for 2020, it's going to be $144.60. And that's what, if you're receiving Social Security, that's automatically deducted out of your Social Security check. If you're not, then you're paying premium out of your personal checking account. So that's the part that costs. And for TRICARE for Life beneficiaries, that's the part that actually bothers them the most, because they go from either having no monthly premium or maybe $40 a month to all of a sudden, hey, I'm paying $144 a month for premium. So one of the neat things that the private insurance companies have done is they know that. And so what they've done is they've stepped up and said, hey, I tell you what, to honor your service, we are going to offer programs that actually reduce what you pay in your Medicare Part B premium. So it's a wonderful benefit, mm-hmm. and it's what we are excited to educate people about, because a lot of people don't know about them.
Well, if you have TRICARE, do you need to have do you need to have Part B? Well, I think that's an interesting question.
You actually have to have Part B in order to get TRICARE for Life. So once you turn 65, you have to have Part B. So one thing that we see with our VA clients who are not retired military is because they don't have to have Part B, sometimes they will not take the Part B. And then later, what that does is that makes them tied into the VA healthcare system. It makes that their only choice. And we don't like to have people limited by that. So taking Part B for anybody, retired military or unretired, VA is always a good choice.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, you touched on a really key thing. So when you become Medicare eligible, either through aging in you turn 65, or if you have Social Security disability, if you are a TRICARE beneficiary, you must take Medicare Part A and B. If you decline it, then your TRICARE benefit goes away.
Wow.
So we've run into a few cases where that has happened, where out of, again, not knowing the ramifications of their decision, they say, I don't want to pay that $144, mm-hmm. not realizing that that wipes out all of their healthcare benefit. So,
so that is not a good choice.
It is not a good choice. No. And, you know, there's some big changes happening in the military treatment facilities. I don't know if the audience has heard about the consolidation of the DOD healthcare system. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of changes coming up that we are already experiencing now, and we're going to be experiencing over in the next few years. One of the things that's happened here locally that impacts this population a lot is when you turn 65, now you are receiving letters from either Evans Army Community Hospital or the Air Force Academy saying, hey, congratulations on turning 65. Mm-hmm. We no longer have space available in our military treatment facilities to provide you care. So you need to find care outside of the military treatment facility. And that bothers a lot of our community, sure. because they feel like, wow, I'm being sent away. And really, it's a great thing. You know, number one, the military treatment facilities are there to treat our active duty service members and their families. Right. It's always been that TRICARE for Life beneficiaries are the lowest in the priority at the military treatment facilities. Mm-hmm. It's now, because of the consolidation and the mm-hmm. reduction, it's now that they don't have space available any longer to take care of them. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we step in to try and help educate and walk people through that transition, help them find great providers in the community. We're mm-hmm. blessed here mm-hmm. in Colorado Springs, where we have really incredible are. Hospitals, mm-hmm. incredible physicians. So we help them realize, wow, instead of going to see a doctor at the Air Force Academy or at Fort Carson and having that turnover of providers and all that, mm-hmm. you can actually establish a great relationship with a provider here locally that is skilled at taking care of you as you're aging, as opposed to taking care of those 18 to 45-year-olds.
Boy, fascinating. And there's so many different facets of this. That's why you exist and your company exists.
Mm-hmm. It is, and we love it. We can't think of anything we'd rather do than help people navigate all the confusion.
Yeah.
And the bumps, yeah.
Tell us about the change that's coming with fitness, please, in 2020.
So, you know, the fitness benefits. So there's a lot of people have heard different fitness benefits. These they're called Medicare Advantage plans, and they bring along with them a fitness benefit. So you can have access, no cost access to the YMCA, Gold's Gym, 24-hour fitness. These are offered by the private insurance company because they want their population that they're insuring to
be fit.
To be fit and healthy. So it's a great win-win.
Because if you stay fit, you're less likely to need medical care and less like, so they don't have to pay out as much money.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, so people look at it, can look at it with kind of a jaundiced eye saying, oh, you know, they're just giving this to me so I stay healthy. Well, exactly.
And, yeah, okay.
And I think we all want to be healthy. So, so that's a great fitness benefit. And people really enjoy that. A lot of TRICARE for Life beneficiaries have always been told that they're not eligible for those fitness benefits. Mm. But there are programs that will actually provide them those benefits that the rest of the population receives and at no cost. So it's a great thing that we are helping to educate and shed light on in the community. And we love it because, you know, like I said, our team is made up of a mix of veterans and non-veterans, and we just love entering into that community, educating, and being that partner for the rest of their Medicare life. 'Cause the important thing is, you know, when you're dealing with healthcare, it's not a matter of if something goes wrong, but when, you know, especially when you're dealing with insurance companies and doctors and coding, we enter in to help resolve those problems. So that's what we provide long after we help people with an enrollment or something like that.
Right. Rumor has it we do better when we have more people on our team that are really looking out for us. And that's what we do is we help people do that.
And tell us when your seminars are again at Mount Carmel.
So they're going to be on the second Wednesday of every month, beginning on the 8th of January at 2:00. And they typically go for about an hour and a half. And in those seminars, we talk about the basics of Medicare, we talk about TRICARE and VA healthcare and how all of those work together. We are also focusing a lot on a program called CHAMP VA. This is for the spouses of veterans who have either been determined to be 100% service-connected disabled, or they have a spouse who passed away of a service-connected disability. They become eligible for a program called CHAMP VA. So we also will talk about that. It's a great seminar that just really gives out a lot of really good information. And then we have our whole team there to support and answer questions and help people with options if that's something that they want.
And those seminars are free.
And they are free seminars, absolutely. And we also have a physical presence at Mount Carmel every Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 to 2, and people can walk in and have their questions answered or get assistance in any way. So we want to be available. And what we find with Mount Carmel, it's an incredible hub for the veteran community to come in and get services in all sorts of different aspects of their lives. And we're just honored to be part of that and providing this service there at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, Mount Carmel, located at 530 Communication Circle off 8th Street. That is on the west side of Colorado Springs, just in case you didn't know where they are located. They do so many great things for the veterans. I've been doing this program now for quite some time, and I am amazed at the services that are free to veterans, active duty military, families, retirees, and reservists. And it's terrific.
Absolutely.
It is an amazing thing. And it's neat to see how all the partners come together and work together. So we've had so much fun working with Star Dental and and helping people understand the great benefits that Star Dental brings in. Mm-hmm. Veteran Optometry Partners of America, great optometry benefit that is offered, again, at no cost to the veteran. So what you see is Mount Carmel not only bringing the veterans in, but people who have this passion to serve the veteran community, they all find this great home there as well.
Now, talk about the changes that are coming up with dental care, please.
With dental care in one of the plans? So, in addition to a lot of the benefits that we already mentioned, there are some plans out there that have dental coverage that is part of the plan, again, for no cost. So that can depend on the different plan and what you choose, but there can be routine dental included.
Yeah. And you know what we find a lot in our work is that the veteran has a lot of great benefits available to them through the VA. Mm-hmm. You know, so hearing is a great example. Vision is another example. And if you're 100% service-connected, dental is a great benefit through the VA. But the spouses, a lot of times, well, they don't have access to those benefits because they're not the veteran. These programs through the private health insurance company provide vision, dental, hearing benefits that the spouses can take advantage of. And then it gives the veteran the option of, well, do I use my VA benefit for this or do I want to use private? So we try to expand options for the veteran as much as possible and their families.
And that's why your company exists, because this, just talking to both of you, and this has been enlightening to me because I'm retired military too, but there's so many things I don't even, I'm learning today, sitting here listening to both of you. It's like, man, that it's like you do need someone to kind of guide you through the path.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's important to have somebody that can sit down with you one-on-one or in a seminar. So if you need to reach out to us, our phone number is 719-886-3377. Again, 719-886-3377. Or you can come and visit us at Mount Carmel Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 to 2, or come to one of our seminars. We're always available to meet with you one-on-one at home if that's something that you would like, or wherever else you would like to meet.
Well, that is terrific. Well, some great information. I want to thank you both for being here, Pam and Rich Lewis.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. Some great information with Medicare Mentors LLC, and it was a great pleasure to have you on our podcast today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. I would like to welcome in Hillary Bryant. You are, is it Bryant?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure I said your name right. with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Welcome, Hillary. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
So you've got some upcoming events on the way.
I do. We have a few calendar events coming up at Mount Carmel. So we just like to let everyone know with the holidays that Christmas Eve will be a half day for Mount Carmel employees. And then, of course, we're closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. But we do have a couple of other events. On December 26th, we do have a writing workshop. And this is a therapeutic writing workshop. So for people who may not think that therapy is right for them, but they still have things that they need to express from their past, this is another healthy way to express your feelings and what's going on in your life. And it's prompted and guided, so please don't feel like you have to come up with it on your own.
And any cost for this?
No.
No cost?
No cost.
Do you have to pre-register or just show up?
I would say pre-register just so that they know how many people to anticipate. And you can do that on our main line, which is 719-772-7000.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah. And then just a few more. We do have Springs Community Acupuncture coming in on December 26th. This is a sliding scale acupuncture service that they do with your hands and your ears. So the benefit of acupuncture in your ears is that it's actually proven to help decrease the symptoms of anxiety and PTSD with continual care. So it's a cumulative effect. You may not feel something after the first time you do it, but if you come for a few sessions after that, you may really feel some benefits.
And is that something people need to register or just show up?
That one you can show up. It is sliding scale. The most you'll pay is $10. So if that's something that you feel like you could benefit from, it is definitely a lot more expensive out in the community if you were to go and do it on your own. So coming to Mount Carmel would definitely be a benefit.
Okay, terrific. All right, what else is coming up at Mount Carmel, please?
So we have the Veteran X Group, which is a indirect support group. So you're not voicing your past and your story, but you're helping a veteran who is hypothetical. And the idea is that it's the unfortunately all too common things that veterans encounter. So this could be divorce, substance abuse, and a lack of community and feeling a need of belonging. So they create a hypothetical veteran, so you're able to relate to him and offer those advice to him based on what you've experienced in your life. And that's on Tuesday. That's a recurring class on Tuesdays. It starts at 4:30 and goes until about 6:30. We also have trauma-informed yoga on January 7th, and that is free as well. Just show up.
Okay.
And then the newest addition that we have is going to be the Moms Club International. And what this is it's a support group for stay-at-home moms because they understand the special needs of the stay-at-home mom, and they want to be that support system for people who, quote-unquote, don't work.
Understand. And then we've got the TRICARE for Life seminar coming
Absolutely. Up. Can't forget that. That's going to be on January 8th, and it'll be covering the TRICARE for Life, the VA, the CHAMP VA, and the Medicare seminar, and it starts at 2 p.m.
All right. A lot of great things going on at Mount Carmel. Again, located on the west side of Colorado Springs. Thank you, Hillary, by the way, for
Absolutely.
That.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's located 530 Communication Circle off 8th Street. The number is 719-772-7000. You can reach out to them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And we appreciate your time. Mount Carmel, they do so many wonderful things for active duty military, veterans, their families. Also, reservists can take a part in the benefits that are there, too. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.